The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to St. John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
When it was evening of the day of the resurrection, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger in the mark of the nails, and my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing you may have life in his name. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Happy Easter. Sadly and gratefully, the Easter Day festivities are ending around the church. Our beautiful, vibrant, and fully flowered cross from Easter Sunday was in the advanced stages of wilting by Monday morning. The boxes of our Holy Week and Easter props, the plastic eggs and kids' leftover craft materials will soon return to their place in the attic storage. You may have noticed this morning our bulletins return to the white paper and its average number of pages. And today, don't forget, our Easter lilies will leave the altar. And by this afternoon, all traces of them will be gone, cleaned up for this year. And while the church returns to a more relaxed rhythm after Lent, Holy Week, and Easter Day, our gospel this morning returns us to the disciples on their Easter Day, their Resurrection Day. There's plenty of apprehension amongst them as they gather together behind a locked door. There is confusion to what is happening. They are fearful that the same authorities that arrested and tried Jesus may be looking for them. Their emotions are all over the place as they grapple with how they could possibly see Jesus's crucified, lifeless body placed in the tomb 3 days ago, see the tomb empty today, and hear Mary's proclamation, "I have seen the Lord." It sounds unbelievable to them. Yet they long for it to be true, to believe that Jesus Christ is risen from the dead and alive, that he will be with them once again. I wonder, if we were in that room, what would we need to see or hear in order to believe? By our scripture narratives of Jesus Christ's encounters with the disciples after his resurrection, seeing him does not come easily. His physical appearance must be just different enough to keep Mary from recognizing the Jesus she knows so well, until at the tomb she hears him call her by name, as told to us in Luke's gospel. Just different enough for the disciples to think he is a ghost until he eats a piece of grilled fish in Matthew's gospel account. In our lesson from John this morning, Jesus looks just different enough. And as soon as he comes to them in the room, he leads right away with offering them his much-needed peace, and then shows them the scars of his crucifixion wounds. His peace that passes all understanding, and the scars that only he can bear. And while Jesus is resurrected and alive in human bodily form, he's able to do things that we can't in our bodily form. He appears out of nowhere to stand behind Mary at the tomb. He appears in the room with the disciples without any one of them unlocking and opening the door for him. Not once, but twice. With all that we know in the intellectual and scientific world today, to believe any or all of this is true may take another way of seeing and some doing. Our world wants proof, evidence, and facts before securing belief. I submit that in our intellectual and scientific world, we doubt and question more than we actually believe. So our belief must come to us as it did the disciples, another way. I offer to you this quote I pondered this week by the Reverend Dr. Shanthia Monroe. She's the senior minister of Plymouth Church in Shaker Heights, Ohio. And she says this: in John's gospel, the only people who see the risen Christ are those who knew him in life. They recognize him not by how he looks, but by his words and his wounds. We don't recognize people we don't know. Her words give me comfort and hope and pause. And in them, truth upon which to believe. You see, I don't know what Jesus looked like in life or in resurrection. There are no firsthand drawings or photographs of him to refer to. I wouldn't recognize him by how he looks, and I don't think you would either. And though we can't know him as he lived then, we can know him as we live now. We can know him through this, the Holy Bible, the collection of narratives, poems, parables, and letters, all inspired by God for us, full of the truth of what God's love does, the experiences of real people who believe, like Mary Magdalene, Peter, the beloved disciple, and yes, even Thomas. Most of all, like Jesus. And we can know him through our Book of Common Prayer. We know him in our rites and prayers, the hymns we sing in our worship together as a community. We know him as we listen to scripture together, when we share his peace with each other, and in reciting the prayer our Lord gave us together. This is how we recognize the risen Christ in his words. It's more than just by words, however. It's also by his wounds, the reality of suffering and pain in life and in death, Jesus's and ours. It's interesting to me that Jesus Christ's resurrected body, God's new creation, still bears the scars of his wounds, the marks of his death. There is an assumption by many Christians, I think, that our resurrected bodies will be perfect in the way we imagine perfect. The ways in which we think our bodies are scarred and bent and broken will go away in resurrection. With Jesus as the example, the Gospels say otherwise. Like Thomas, could we believe Jesus was risen from the dead if he had no bodily signs of life and death? His wounds are how we recognize he has risen from the dead. His wounds are why we can proclaim with Thomas, "My Lord and my God, on earth as it is in heaven, abundant life here and now, eternal life forevermore." If wounds are how we recognize him, could it be that our wounds are how the risen Christ recognizes us? Jesus promises to be with us in all our wounds, the sins we ask to be forgiven, brokenness in our relationships, pain in our bodies, sadness and depression, loss and worry, separation, sorrow, mourning and grief. And as a result of that promise, he knows us. God's power of healing our wounds through Jesus Christ in this life and in resurrection reconcile us to God and make us whole, our best self in God's kingdom, as God sees us and loves us. C.S. Lewis offers in his essay, Miracles, that it is God's kingdom that is perfected, and we can begin anytime. It seems to me, and I believe, that is what is happening in our gospel lesson. It is clear that the resurrection is not a one-day event, or perhaps even a 50-day season, as in our tradition. Like the disciples, we want to encounter the risen Christ, for him to see us, call us by name, and show us the wounds of his sacrifice. This takes an ongoing relationship day by day with Jesus and with each other. We recognize people we know. Alleluia, Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen.